also worked in a trade group. And that's what we did. That's
what they do on social
media. It's still trade group.
Shut up, my well, the sigil of Vasa Bukhalov, Simon Tana Gimel. The idea of you have a fleshy cut over here that people will cook chalov. What happens if you do? So, first, the Torah starts off, Mecha brings down the three different points over here. Number one, you have a fleshy kapat, you cannot cook inside of the chalov. Number two, if you did cook inside of the chalov, it depends if it's ben yomai, then it'll be osur, nice and tam. And number three, if it's after Ben Yemai, the law is b'di'ev will be mutter. So first, the three points over here. The idea that you cannot cook it l'chadchila in a flesh kapat, that's a kor b'risa, not like a zayin, if you want to pull them down. The law is you cannot cook it inside milk and flesh eggs, or we can put it on the rice, so what is it in the rice over here? The second thing about what's the law within Ben Yemai. So the law is, it's going to the Gemara says over there, then Bishol, nice and tam. That's the words of the Gemara. It's also. Now it says over here, the Gedda is Ben Yoma is Me'is Leis. That means you already had a Machlik is a Simon Kuf Gimel. His idea of Ben Yoma is that Linus Laino, Rashi Taisvis, or Me'is Leis. So over here, the Machal Paskins and Kadaka Be'ikri Paskin without Sirafim, the law is Me'is Leis, that's Aleph. Second is, when it's saying over here, that's also the Sinus Tam, what level of Isser is it? Is it Isser Rabbonin or Isser der Aiso? That means you have over here a, let's say, cooking milk, and you put your flesh spoon of Ben Yoma inside. So in the case of the Mount Shishim, the loch is your food is also. Is it more to give it to your dog? Is it also by no? More to by no? The police of Kalim come along and say it's also in Minatoyo, the bishop they do is the bishop de Raisa? But no, it's not their bishop. No one wants to make them milk of food if you have tam of flesh, they put a kli inside and give off the tam. So that's when we discussed this in Simpei Zayin and also in Simpei Tadachas, the Peskachuv over there. And it came out, but Ikka the Peskim say that circle, so the Tam is coming out, Tam Ikka is the Raisa. Whether it depends upon that, the Lashon Rashba, what's passing the Raisa with Tam Ikka, who the Boss Mechalov, or without that, at one time the circle, so what is over here? It tastes of Boss Mechalov, especially the old Kalim, and therefore it's also the Raisa. That means if we call up a Rav, and the Rav will ask you, what is the spoon you put inside? If it's Ben Yom or not, you usually say it's not, or you're not sure what makel. But otherwise, you say, yes, I know it is Ben Yom. The loch is the food is Osir, and then that's Osir Bahano, and therefore it's a clump of Kfura, of get of Bosom of Cholov of Manish. Now, when it's Ben Yom, I want to Mashar to ask it, how to Mashar over here? Want to find Shishim? So, this is what the Shach of Yom says, and I'll have a off the page just to be clear. First, if the loch is, we do not know. We know how much first. You use a pot of you knew you had a kazayis of basar. Then you had the next thing chalav over here. The shi'ach mishai against the only kazayis of basar. That's the first thing the shach says. Let's say you do not know how much it was belay inside. That the Ramah says, then the luck is shishim. That means first, if you do know, that's the shach. If you don't know, that's the Ramah. Now, come on, the person can say, let's say you don't know by a kli shetef, by kli matefes. Do we say mad nofik bay or mad balabay? We don't know how much. Shetim means a metal clay. They can kasher basically. Against versus Cheres. Or eights or Evan, things they can kasher. So the loch is that the Shachvi points out, the Raivat Sheet is we do say by Kalim they can kasher, we make Cheshman how much comes out. Over here the place can say we do not say that. Would not be Machal, whatever clay we're discussing over here. A fourth point they bring down, the Shach says, even though we're saying that to be Machmer, of how much went in, let's say it went in, let's say Monday morning you cooked a gezayis balser. Tuesday morning you get a gezayis balser. Then Tuesday afternoon you cook cholov. How much you mishire? Mishire only one gezayis or two gezayisim? You see, say from Monday went a gezayis and then it went in Tuesday again, it went in and out. It restarts, rejuvenates the bli over here. And if you have two gezayis you have to worry about, only one gezayis. So the shachar over here is very clear. Especially him, she tells Kof Gimel that over here we only count when the shear for what the second gezayis. That means even though it's a kli yosha, but it has to be a kli yosha that's ain ben yomai. We won't count the bleeds from before, only within ben yomai. That means again, when the rabbi asked you, is this kli was used? You said, yeah, it was used for how much? We'll tell you how much you used the past 24 hours. If you ask how much you used in general, that doesn't count. Whatever the past 24 hours, that's what you have to mishar against. Now, come on, again, the Achrenim off the page over here, the Chavdas, the Daka Tshuva, they discuss the Sigil Fiyah Meduma. I'd like to put it all together. We mentioned it, like, I think, twice, just to focus on it, what they discuss over here. Once the Shach, I mean, I'm going to discuss after Bashar, the definition of Fiyah Meduma. First, the idea of Fiyah Meduma means if we do not say Chanan, That means our case is causing heter. Moshe is heter. Chol is heter. There's no chenan by heter. When there's some of gam, there's no chenan. By the mechaber, there's no chenan. By shari's term, we'll hold no chenan. By lach b'lach, have some rubo. So whenever we did not discuss the sugya of chenan, when there is no chenan, then that chum discuss the concept of a mendumo. Therefore, for example, you have a gezayis cholov, you got cooked together with a gezayis mayim. Mixed together, you have two gezayim. You pour half of that into your balser. Only one gezayis you pour inside. How much you mishar? One gezayis or not? Come on the poiskim chacham zod mar for shulchan. They say very clear. You mishar only half a gezayis. Since you got cooked to milk and water together, there are two gezayim. We pour out only one, so the fiyam duma 50% of that is water, 50% is milk. There's no chenan, so only mishal of fiyam duma 50% is 60 times a half a gezayis. Only need 30. Very simple. That's the get to oichel. The get to kalim. Negate Kalim, that's the task we had in Simon Sanak Beis of Chav Dalet. Over here, he said the idea of Medum also, but just to find what that means exactly. That means, first, you have a Gezayis Boston, Gezayis Yerokas, they get cooked together in a pot. You put your spoon inside, take your spoon out, has a blia inside. The spoon only holds a Gezayis. Let's say very simple, you have a chulin. Chulin, you have beans, potatoes, water, and you have meat. Tons of meat, big, lot of meat inside. Fine, you put your spoon inside. How much is the meat already? A quarter, let's say, right? The most of it is the meat in your cholent, is a quarter of the cholent is meat. So now you take the spoon out, it's fleisch, it's a spoon. How much of the spoon now put inside milchix? How much you need 60 times the whole spoon? No, the lot of needs 60 versus a quarter of the spoon. You only need 15 times the amount of the spoon. Why the fiyam udumo? That means you can have people, they say the fleisch, use it for the cholent, use it for the stew. You have to know how much was inside of fleishik, and that's how much they used to use, not the first whole spoon, only if you're doing the percentage.
Why do we say tam kicker?
It is tam kicker.
No, the other part of the chalam.
Tam kicker of potatoes, tam kicker of beans, tam kicker of whatever, rice, whatever you put inside, tam kicker of meat. So it's all mixed in the feet, it's mispash b'shava, and goes into the spoon b'shava. It's all even. That means
if you don't have shishim, now the vegetable part of the chanan and the spoon should become basmachal.
If you don't have, I mean, if, then the chanam could be. But again, we're discussing.
Much more, right?
Yeah, then once it's a chanam, that's for sure. We're discussing when you don't say chanam, how to mishar. I mean, a lot of time it comes up, we're all ask you to try to calculate. I mean, if he, not the fee, if it was fleishik, the fee, how much percentage wise went inside? Now, just to be clear what that means, I said a case of a spoon, specifically, not a pot. Well, like, let's say in a pot, the Achorim speak out the Chamdas over here, or Kuf Gimel, and other places, Mishmashab. Shmer Shalom over here, he brings down the Chavadas, he's on the Prima Godom. He points out, let's say you have a pot of 50, he holds 50 kazesim. You cook inside of it, Eichel of 30, you cook inside of it of 5 and 1 kazesim of basar. You say Lefiyam Adumah? No, if the pot can hold everything, then everything went inside the pot. The pot's 50 kazesim. You have inside only 30 kazesim of oil of Yerokas, and 1 kazesim of basar. Do you say 130 went into the pot? No, what went to the pot? The 30 of Al-Eichel and the Gezayis of also, everything went inside. We don't say over here, the get to the pot. If the pot's bigger than everything that can retain inside the Eichel, inside the Basar, there's no kind of Fiyam Adumah. Fiyam Adumah is when I said the spoon specifically.
It's only Nishishim, -1, not -3.
Right. No Chanan.
Even though that was...
Right, correct. We only need, but don't say the Fiyam Adumah in this situation. Not percentage of it. You want the whole thing.
Well, what's the reason?
A spoon only holds the kazayas. You have inside your chum 20 kazayas of meat, 100 kazayas of yuakas.
So when the whole spoon goes in, it only gets in, it's only going to get...
Percentage-wise, divided percentage-wise. By the pot... But no. No. Yeah. No, now you have a pot that holds 50, and you have Yerokas only 30 and one of Basar, so everything went inside. 31 went inside. You have one. No, it's not called Fiyam Adumah, because by the spoon, you share only a quarter of the spoon. You share the whole, the mountains lay inside. They say, let's say if a carrot, the pot holds 50, and you have inside of it 100 of Yerokas, or Gezesim, and you have 5 of Basar. Then how much you will share in the pot? Only 20th, right? 1/20th of it. And then by pot, if it's bigger, if there's more of it, can the vegetables can be more inside? Very thin the pot. Yeah, a lot of it can. I mean, the fiyam adumah is when it cannot all go inside. If it can all go inside, all of it go inside. There's no kind of fiyam adumah anymore. Now, come over the chavdas over here and discusses that on this candle field Madumo, he doesn't understand. The Shach says that the Ramah says, what's halacha? The case over here is Shishim. Right, the Shach, the Maisa, the Shach negi kola kidero. The words are more kola kidero. Why kola kidero? Maisa, it's not possible with this Keshuva to a case of algebra, but that's really geometry, if you know your math. Based upon algebra, they have a case over here of Sigi Tom versus the amount that's over here. So the Shach has two words, either means it's the Shach negi kola kidero, and it's not possible, it's also. It's very thin over here, and the top very wide over here, and I heard Shemat people want to say, any soda can, Pepsi cans are that way, it's very thin in the middle, it could be that way, the sheet of the soda inside the can. But if there's such a Matthias, Echami, but that's not the standard exception. I assume without the cover. No, the soda cans. I was, I did. You're the type of person to calculate and figure it out. Right, do volume or displacement, very simple, but it's very hard to go do that. Because it always has ear inside, so you have to. And then what? Still has ear inside outside also. So what you're supposed to do is first fill up a pot.
You Google value by weight of aluminum when you weigh.
That's another way of doing it, correct. Okay. Yeah, much easier. No, there are other ways of doing it. I mean, you fill up a massive pot over here, and then you take the aluminum with water inside and fill up inside, and you compare it to the difference in the weight of water over here. But based upon volume. So coming to the Chavadas, he says, I understand. You're a shach, have a cash down the world, you have a negative color. There you go. I'm a very simple case. You have a case of meat with water over here, it's a Fiyam and Dumo. The Fiyam and Dumo, the Fiyam Shisha versus the Fiyam and Dumo over here. So it gets about with the aside over here by gravy, the water with meat. Is water with meat, is that fleshik be'etzem? Or no, water be'etzem is also a heter and meat. And therefore, now those one taina. That we're all going to get to when you have the gravy coming out of the meat. Gravy be'etzem is basar, and therefore that's your case over here. We cooked basar in a pot with water over here, and that's a pot always has water inside. How do you cook basar in a pot? You put water inside, right? How do you look at that water? It's a chiddush over here. Either I heard Rav Ashi Montana because water does give off time, it's usually neutral. That's how he says it over, the concept. But maybe about the Shulchan and Dr. Achin with this idea. But he wants a taina that somehow the water has to get a basar, and that's why, otherwise, Shach was a kasha. Very simple, you have meat, you have water over here, that's a kimt over here, a place you can pot, meat and water, and the fiyam and dumo, one day, Mashah Shishim. Shishim versus what? Versus the meat, not the water. Alamai, he wants a taina that it seems in the Shach, he has a kasha that's in the Shach. That's his kasha. The gravy. So Chadas wants to argue and say a very similar kimt to the fiyam and dumo. The Shalomation wants a taina, no, and Chanami. Calls the Chavadas and wants a taina by gravy as ghetto being basari mamish, and they have the whole time thing over here fleishiks, and they won't have a klal of yimadum, it's always basar. But Shulchan bin Zidanovian and the Psarachian. So again, Adkan hal to Mishar, that's one chilik over here. Again, there's a constant negator head with Adkanan, it's always the yimadum, except for maybe when you have wood over here, it has the game of Tam, Yeshlodom, what that means exactly, Psarachian. Now, that's in the case when it's Ben Yemo. When the case over here is when it's again with Ben Yom, also the loch is Hadi Mashar, is it Shishim or Kfela? Again, Machab the Shitasa go after Kfela, and I'm also the loch is over here Shishim. We already mentioned where Kash over here, when we Semech upon Kfela, the loch is only Semech upon Goy by Edis Ishim Levad, otherwise, we're not Semech upon by case of the Rises. That's Kash we had in Sadach Ches and in Sadach Aleph. In Sadach Ches, the one of two of the one being now in the Shuman Sedeshin, the Semech upon the Shemahalach, the Tamki Ikir is the Rabbanon. And by other point out again the Machab over here and the Sadag Alf say it even by Bas Machal the Kuli on the Tamki is the Raisa. That was the bomb Kasha they had in the Tazan Shach in Sadag Ches, where we answered Sadag Alf was one way, or here Be'etzma should be Motumer Toyo as a Ches Keseter. That's one way we want to answer it, other ways of answering it. Another question they point out in the Machaber, he's saying we're not to go give it Kevela. But my if it's also, it's also my no. How the world could go give it to Kevela? Why it's also my no. So also we have to answer Kimtas, Chanami the Goy is not going to give you any. Back to it, there's no Yisroel over here, but you have to make the Kimto. That's negate to the Mechaber, negate to the Ramah, the Loch is Shishim. Now, why Shishim? We're not Semach upon a Kfela. Now, this idea of not Semach upon a Kfela is Ramah in Sadach Ches, if Allah bring down for the Makor is the Ogur. Why? That's the Minik Klai Yisroel. The Acharim discuss where exactly is brought down among the Rishonim, this idea we're not Semach upon a Kfela. So one is the Bach over here, it says the Tuol, the Maisa says it's the same Aloha, it's also. Bachman said that the Torah holds the same idea, we're not Semach upon a Kfela. I don't know which Rishon holds that way. The box said that's the Torah beer. That's where the winning place on that's some funny failure. That's the Torah beer. What?
The Torah
beer.
What?
He said that's what we do. This is the Gemara. This is the minute. This is a big practical. That's
the
Torah. Why does it say? Well, he doesn't say. But he has a kasha on the Torah. Why are you asking it? Say it on the Kvelo. The Bach is always asking you. That's not on the Kvelo.
By omission. Why didn't
we fail? Yeah. That's all when it's within 20 hours. It's Torah Loch Veer, it's after 20 hours. The Loch is, no, you can't come with my sense. Now, if so, if it's mutter, why could you use the clean the chachila after 24 hours? That thing more says in what Zara, we saw it right inside, but he said, being examined, Zara, in the Benyamai, up to the case of Benyamai. Let's say you did use the clean, the Loch is very clear, but it's not my sense mutter. Use the clean, but maze it, there's a knasanat, that will have to get to Simon Kufa Beis, see the Loch over there. Fine. That's the Loch on the get to the food. The question now, what's the Loch on the get to the pot? That's the second half of the Mechaber. So come along and he brings down the Zerubenu parrots over here. And once a time though, that, let's think about it. You have this pot, it was Blei Abasar. You wait 24 hours and it's Blei Cholov. So when it's Blei Abasar, can you do the Cholov? No. Even after 24 hours, you can't ask any Ben Yomai or to Ben Yomai. Now this Blei Cholov, can you do the Abasar? No. Even after 24 hours, you have Xero. The other says Zerubenu parrots, the guy's a smack. The loch is, you cannot use not for Abasar and not for Cholov. Fine, now that's how it's brought down Torah, Mechaber. This clean right now, that even though you use it, it was nothing was also here. The food of Banu is mortar. The boss is mortar, the Cholov is mortar. Nothing else is over here. But since there's a bleez of Bosser and bleez of Cholov, the Maisi cannot use it for not Bosser, not for Cholov. Very simple. The question now is, can you use it for Parvo? Use it for Parvo. So, Kamung, the Rivosh, brought down by the Moa, he says, technically, Maisi can. Technically, Maisi can. The Shol and the Rivosh, Maisi want to ask her. He says, we're not Bnei Torah. The Rivosh writes back, Halavai should keep even the Loch that does say, so we're not going to put on chumash upon them. You have to know when you do say that, when you don't say that. Halavai should keep the Loch that do say, and therefore, we'll let you keep for a parvo. That's the Beis Shaitz brings down. The Maisa parvo is mutter. That's a technical halacha. However, we'll get to the next simon, Simutai Dalit. The Loch over there discussing when you have a pot cooking vegetables, soup, parvo, that the pot's ben yomai and the kli's ain't ben yomai. Happens numerous times they get this question, what's the Loch? When mamish parvo and the pot's ben yomai and the spoon's ain't ben yomai, or vice versa.
Spoon meaning what's going into the soup.
Yeah, that means one's fleishiks, one's milk. Well, the pot's fleishiks and the spoon's milchiks, or vice versa. One's ben yomai, one's not. So the halachah will be there. I'm all have three chumers over there. One idea is the thing that is ain't ben yomai, you can have to kasher. You have to kasher. You cannot use it not flesh, not milchiks. Again, technically should be water. The chumer is you have to kasher it. So there is what is a not by not of ain't ben yomai. The mice has a kasher. Here there's milk going in. The mamosh is itself. You want to kasher, you use it powerful. So the shach over here, that's the halach over here. The minig of the mice for the Bnei Ashkenaz, we're machon, we cannot even use it powerful. Therefore, all Bnei Ashkenaz say cannot use it powerful. The Bnei Sfarad and Simon Sak Dal do not have this chumro. And David the Kal Chaim says, Echonam, he'll ask Bnei Sfarad to use it powerful. It's not a problem. I mean, this idea of using it powerful or not, Bnei Sfarad, the Hanhoga seems to be they could. However, the Bnei Ashkenaz certainly not mitzvah and hogan, not mitzvah medinoi. That's to get to use a parable by regular kelim that you can kasher. Let's say a kli that you cannot kasher, kli cheres. Would it be a different halacha? So the Baal Itta that the Torah over here is bringing down, he's very clear. It says you have boss and cholim inside. The halacha is the no tekona, only shvira. You have to break it. The Rebbeinu Peretz that is quoting says, Mash enkin by kli cheres, loy boss, loy cholim, maisa parable be motor. Inside, that's what Ben Peretz says. However, you read the Torah, he switches the words of Ben Peretz. He says by Kli Cheres, the Loch is the only case of Shvira. He switches the Mamash the words of Ben Peretz, my Kli Cheres is worse. Now, what's why Kli Cheres be worse? The Chorim say two reasons. We mentioned this before, the Pichonch by us, Narcho Shulchan. One reason is because by Kli Cheres is Blei Yaiser. It's probably quicker than a lot, even with Sainan, they would come out. Worry about these cases that has bleeds in and out, even with Sainan and Kudaimo. Another idea we said, Tzadik Aleph, that we don't want Kli Cheres around the King Kashi, we don't want Eden to have Kli Cheres. Why? Because true by klima teches, eventually you'll kasher it. You have to go use it correctly. It's fine. So we want don't be any to not to use it. You eventually are going to use it. Kli cheres, you want don't want to get them to have them because anyway, at least the bayot we don't want them to be around. Therefore, more machlokes kli cheres. Fine. So that's to get to the what says first in the mechaber on the page. Come on the tour and the reason two other rishonim that's brought down by the Beis Yosef over here because Kesef. We have discussed these two other Rishonim that some say might be a Loch L'Maaseh. First thing, we have this Bala Iter. Now, again, the Torah brings it down, the Taz brings it down, because Kes says it's not sure why exactly the Taz brings it down, but Maisa, we don't hold our way Lalach L'Maisa. Now, the Pasha, why he's bringing it down, we mentioned already a couple of times, it seems what the Taz did, he really had a purish verse in the Torah, he seems to explain the Torah, and somehow then he copied and pasted and put on the Shulchan Aruch. Not the Shach, no, that, not, I'm not sure. But the Maisa, that seems to be what he did again this time. No, he seems to always seem to do that, explain Pshat on the Torah and put on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, first, the Baal Itter. Again, we have two Rishonim, we have to explain the Baal Itter and the Rashba. First, we have the Baal Itter over here. The Baal Itter has a case over here, we have a fleshing of a pot. Very simple fleshing pot that has shishim, 100% shishim, in the shishim of milk. I mean, the fleshing of a pot, you put milk inside that shishim. What's the loch in that case?
Ben Yemi.
What's the loch in that case? So, he has really three options. One, he says, very simple, you have fleshing of shishim. So what happened? The fleshing went into the milk, ke'ini kashered it, went back inside, but whatever it was, it was bottle. And therefore, myself, I'm going to say the fleshing is water. It's not the milchiks. Myself, milchiks went inside the pot, it's milchiks now. The pot, the etzim, is milchiks. Therefore, you can use it for milchiks, not for fleshing. One option. The second option, he brings down, shem yeshemim. The myself, the get the klicher, so we're discussing over here, can only, when the klal is, it ain't yet to the day from the oil. It doesn't come out from this walls forever, and therefore always chayshik be pilot, we never know what can be pilot, and therefore, the loch is, it has a blaze of balsam, blaze of chalif, and also, it can use the kli oil. At Sadash Lishi, he says, I'll bring a raya, the maisa, from the Gemara, the idea is that you can't kasher, the maisa, you can't use it from the loch. The Gemara we discussed is, again, we have a kli chayas, discussing a kli chayas. We have a, no, discussing a kli chayas. That's the case over there. Now, he said over here that the Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Zayin, you have a gdera balser. Loch is you cannot put inside cholov. If you put inside a cholov, what's a loch? It depends if it's nois and tam, not nois and tam. Discussing the food. Why discuss the food? Let's discuss the gdera. Must be the gdera with mice and water. Must be the gdera is water. And therefore, you cook it for cholov. And in Zof, they have a helchasa, you can use it for balser and for cholov. They point out again, first, the three things he said. Number one, it's only water for cholov. Number two, it's lost for everything. Number three, it's water for basa and cholov. They point out the reading is Marat Negra, because Batsim is Raya is used for cholov. And the end of the Vihilk is basa for cholov. And he has no mind of it. And what happened inside the bliya of the cholov that went inside? How is the parva right now? That's a bomb kasha. That means the Torah came along with the kasha over here, the Maisa, not Pelul Eilam. And therefore, how can you use it for basa or cholov? And therefore, it should be also even the case of Cholov. They say, it's the bigger kasha. How in the world is it wonderful balsa? At least some Cholov inside of it. Bomb kasha. The Beis Yosef brings down one terrace from Reuben Chaviv, based upon the Sugin Dab Kochet on Beis. Over there, the Gemara says that if you pour out Kurim Shnerch Wisi Chosai, the loch is, it won't be pilot. Therefore, once time the Metzias over here was, you have a pot over here, the Slashik, the milk went inside, and you pour out the milk Kurim Shnerch Wisi Chosai. Not kind of when he wants to answer. Therefore, what happened? The boss went out, never went back inside. So the maestro, it's inside the boss's seder. The milk never went inside. The maestro is perfectly. The baya, the bach says, the pelo. The gemara says, couldn't know mushichasai, that what? Is mibla balat, mibla loy palat. It'll go into the walls of the pot, but won't go out. So here, the milk will go into the walls of the pot, won't go out. The maestro, the cholopak, has to be milking a pot over here. The pillow. But he says the tarot says it won't be pilot. That's true. But it goes in. Doesn't do double. Won't go in and won't go out. It says Beis Yosef, so the Seder. It doesn't go in. The Gemara says it's Balea, not pilot. The Gemara's against that. Partially more clear against it. The pillow. So what's Pshat Lamais in the Baal Iter? So come along the Taz. The way how he wants to explain is that this whole idea to be Machma in the Klicheres, the Torah says you shaver. You have to break it. Possibly in the Vayikra, by the case of Kodshim. The question is chulin the same thing or not? So he wants to tell you the whole idea of chulin is only dindu rabbanon. The chum is daven case of kachim. By case of chulin, maisa is a tam kolish over here, mutter. Therefore, once it's ene ben yomai, why machma ene ben yomai? Because nice tam of kam is a gzeru otter ben yomai. Over here, if you can be machma, you can cash this plea. It's come to case of psaid of a loss over here. And therefore, since it's nichle gedab di evad, over here, since you use milk, and nichol in the get of been cashing it, since the tikkun came together, the kilkul chazal not gezer. Interesting words over here. And then the Kabbalah says, for this reason, we can cash the kli with the milk over here, the ma'isa will not be a problem. Adkan the Taz Zavon over here. So again, we have either the Meribim Chavir, we have the Taz Zavon, or the Ilm likes to go over with the Chachuvah, send you to Chassam Sefer, a third Avon over here. Now, over here, I don't say what he says, but the Ilm of Sun Shalos might say on the side, what he says, he said very simple, the Toy Sefer in the words of the Baal Iter, in the words of the Hilsa, Im Vashal Babasar, Hakim Vash Bachalov.
That's the first
pshat, no? Right. That means ending.
He's ending off with the first pshat.
And even the third pshat, it doesn't really say in the third pshat it's more here. It just says, I'll bring your raya back to the first pshat. There is no pshat moment. Tari Saifa. That's the end like saying over. It reads much better. The words of the Baal Iter inside. He wants to bring your raya from the Torah that way. That's Tari Saifa over here. And the Maisa Vadi can. We have Lisa Chol inside. How can we use the boss over here? Fine. So the Maisa, we have three ways.
Chalavia.
Because why? Because went out.
Took out the buzzer.
Yeah. Took out his bottle. We'll go back inside. Fine. That's the three malachim in the Baal Iter. Allah Lamai says, anyone bring them this Baal Iter? That means the Baal Iter, if you read it inside, he says these three things. Then he ends off with his chiddush, which we have to get back to the Sugya of Golo, that Lulu Mistafina, I'll hope Esther, we can kasher Kli Cheres during a Golo three times. That's going to be a big mavucha, to be semich upon a bit siruf and gedoimah, or when there's no sniff, it's more time on the tour later on. That's the one we bring down. But the first chelik we're discussing right now, as far as I see, not one place in Paschal this way. No one passing on this Baal Iter. The Torah does not go this way. The Mechad does not go this way. The words of the Shach is Loikaim Lohochi. The words of the Prima Godim in Lohochi Mesvekoi. The words of the Archashul the Chalil Lohochi. Yeah, we don't go this Baal Iter. So either they say the Baal Iter Toy Cipher, or we have somebody who's discussing over here on Maisa. We don't have this clue of the clue of the Maisa is powerful. That's the first reason the Baal Iter in the Torah, in the Taz. The second is the Rashba. The Rashba has a similar case over here.
Are we talking about it at least for Mechalav?
So that maybe we get the Mahmoud Rashba over here. So let's again, we're discussing keeping the power that for something now. Pasha even depends what the chilm between the Rashba and the Baal Iter is. That's the question over here. Now, first, we have the Rashba over here. It says a similar case here, flesh gepakt, being cooked inside of a what? Fish or yuakas, vegetables. And the halacha here is that when you cook one inside another, his tainis, it comes now niklash. The flesh gepakt, the blias went from this pot into your uakas, goes back inside your pot, it makes it very weak over here, and since it makes it very weak over here, it's ka'in, you're being a gullah to it, as if you're being matched to this kli over here, then if afterwards you cook inside of it, milk, ma'isa be motor. What's the avodah behind it? So the ma'amokum is coming from the gemara and the vadazara, there's this chilptin if it's a terabala or a surabala. I mean, without the shach, because the kesef, the simple understanding is, and the words very clearly by Yosef, is that the chilek is whether it's itarabala or surabala. That means when something is being blayed by heter, for example, you have something ala ish, you put your steak ala ish, or you put your chaz ala ish, how do you kash something? What's negated to surabala is kablay kapoltoi. If something went through a liquid, you kash it through a gala. Went through a fire barbecue, you have to kash it through ish. The gear when it's that means you have a chazer on the barbecue, you have a kasher to limon. The gear to a terabolo, the gemara is very clear, we're going to pass it this way. The loch is when it went through water, it kasher to a golo. When it went through ash, most agolo is enough. That means you have, mamash to do a barbecue with steak, you want a kasher, a golo mice is enough. What's a svara? The gemara is very clear. When it's a terabolo, we only need to be maklish the blias and not take out the blias fully. That means in another case we came across the idea by not banat. Not but not the terror, we'll get to that mamash the next sugi over here. Not but not the terror of the evidence motor. Not but not the yeshua is also. That means you have a pot that the flesh sticks inside, they cook your spaghetti, it's a not but not. The police, the flesh sticks went to your pot, and then went from your pot into your spaghetti. It's nice and tam, fine, nice and tam. The spaghetti, the katil put cheese in it, or not the big shayla. We put cheese on top of it, the mice is motor. Why? It's not but not the terror of flesh sticks, but it's tam kolish, you put cheese on top, no problem. If it's chazer, it's alser. Not by always alser. That means what's the chilek of here? By iser, once it's iser, it stays also no matter how weak it is. Negate to heter, to ask something, what comes weak and weak, it's beseder. Therefore, over here, we're talking about a flesh of pot to put your walkers inside. So now the bleeds inside the pot are that our flesh are very weak. The bleeds, the mice are very weak. You want to say the mice is beseder, but put milk afterwards, the mice is mutter. It says Rashba further, but let's say the bleeds of iser avada not that way. Near Golomamish. That means the sign of the het over here is what? It's a blia of heter. The words are heterobola. They came niklash by using something else in between. That means you hold something as iser, l'chalav akbavah doesn't work, it was poshut. If you hold something as osir, it doesn't work. It only works with something that's heter. Otherwise, it's missing the boat in the mashba. Anyone says otherwise, it's klo missed the boat. But
so
maybe not. The kashubah doesn't work in the mashba. Only in heter. Anyone saying kashubah the
power?
If you want
chocolate,
something, you can't. Again, if you're kashim because you hold the chol of akim, you hold chol of akim as treif, or that's where you're coming from. Again, this does not work. Again, people tell me, somebody will try and tell me, mashkiv, it does not work in the place of the Israel. The holy rajma only in the teribola. That's klar. That's alibis. Anyone otherwise, you know, open the page. That's poshut. Fine. Now we have a rag over here that there could be some boys who want to be stomach upon it. We'll see the shot that way. And we have the balitter that had no holds on it. The shot holds that way. So the one basic question, what's the chilek in the rag and the balitter? It sounds like the same, a similar case over here. So two ways to be mechalik over here. Either the way the Beis Yosef wants a mechalik, one's a klicheres, one's a klimateches. Klicheres is blei amor, and therefore the words of the Beis Yosef is when you do the hagolah, you do this maklish inside the klicheres. Then after you do this, the idea of Yerukis, or the idea of Dogim will happen, it'll be the same level of a Klimateches, does not blow you as much. So you don't gain that much out of it, so it won't be as weak. That means Klicheres, the worst case of Klimateches. That's one Malach, and that's how the Taz brings down, that's the Shaks and the Kozi Kesem. The Klicheres, that means it comes out, they point out, by milk would work. This whole Baal Itter is saying, it won't kosher by milk, that's only Klicheres. But if you say this Malach, that we agree by Klimateches, it would also work. It would also weaken the blee over here. That means that you have to know what the chilek over here. That means they point out.
If it's a
case of shishim, you know, but let's case of shishim, right? So if you have a case of shishim over here, it weakens it. So why is it kashin the baser? Even my milk. If that's a chilek between klicheres, I mean that's one option. The second option the chilek is. The second option the chilek is if it's chalavi, was it parable? That's the other option the base says it. What's the story? He has two reasons why the Maisa Mechalik. One that says that Einu Medin should not be something that's best to be also be Matarit, Einu Medin. Or another Svar, the only way to cash is through water, not through milk. Which you have to learn the Sugi Vagolo, the Big Mabuch among the Achorinim, can you make sure that Shar Mashkin, which we pass when we can, but the other. But fine, those are the two Chalukim between the Rajma and Valitur. The Nafkamina is, when if we do Paskin like this Rajma, how to apply it? That means, fine, that's first the Rajma. Aloch Maisa, we have the Shach, we said very clearly the Maisa we pass in that way. He's Marach away, he's Emus of Orah, that's the way. Best to be the Torah sounds like you're passing away, as the Dr. Moshe himself points out. Right? It sounds like the Torah went this way. And the Chavadas says we pass like this, Yerushalayim, and said, therefore, even when milk works. He writes inside milk works, because he holds the chilz with the klichers and matachas, clean mice and milk and kashrut. Atzad Hasheni, the Mechaber, very clear, does not bring it down. Yam Shloim, the Taz brings down, not the way, Pichodesh, Beislach, Mehuda, Pichodim, Yad Yehuda, numerous are trying to not go this way. Now the Swam come along and want to say maybe Bitsirif can work out. Bitsirif. Now, really there are, you have to understand how to apply this halacha l'maisa if you can use it as a tzirif. Just take one case that was printed the Atena 2 years ago by Daniel Travis from Israel Orbach, which I like to make just bring out the point. Because the maisa is brought down over there, the person was having share brachas that night. In the morning used a kli and made oatmeal. Then later on made a vegetable dish.
Oatmeal
with milk. And later on, made a vegetable dish. And then.
No.
On the fire. It's a pot. On the pot. Then made a vegetable dish. And then, that afternoon, made fleishiks, a lot of meat for the share brothers. Same exact pot. Oatmeal, vegetable dish, and then meat. No. It should make a difference anyway. No, the same pot. Same pot, Allah age, everything. So. If the person asks, number one, what should do with the meat? And number two, if even what to ask the rubo, that's how the Roshivas are eating there. That is a question over here, what to go do with it. Two different questions over here. So, Maisa, he goes to the sugya, brings down this idea that the ruckus cash with oatmeal. So, he brings down the lapis, one of the and the Maisa, the shach says, with similar upon him, and therefore, us, we're going to pass with the shach, mokmev samubo. This is a lot of meat. Purusha, Nichla Sugi Efsimubo, we're passing straight with this Rajma. Shach can say Efsimubo.
Right.
So we are going to take on this Shach from Efsimubo, and they have a lot of mice, you can't serve it during your Sherry Rochas, no problem. And he says, I was telling it to the Cheshuvim, that's also by a Mesmeh Chazav Kala, once Mutter Efsimubo, it's Mutter 100% Lechatkhila, and another Kalma Efsimubo, especially standing in the Kala of Ramal, the Ramal says, Efsimubo is a good maker at din, we don't tell people.
But it was in printed in the papers.
It was printed, I'm sure, after Shere Brochus. What?
Even if it was during Shabbos, they didn't write that it was last night.
Right. Don't know whose house went on. Don't know whose name. Don't say the person's name. So fine. So I said that means Rabazil Orbach took on the Shach Kepashtis and the Kashas. Now let's see how if we can take it on fully and what Shach we're referring over here. That means our Paiskim will go with the Shach or have to move on Kedayma or Bitsiris. First, there's a question over here that in Tzadik Gimel was saying go with the Rash, but the Torah went that way. Yet in Tzadik Dalet, where we had the Loch in Kuf Gimel, we had a question when you have a Basar, and then you have Cholov, when do you count the 24 hours from? Do you count from the Basar, you count from the Cholov? Mavuchel, the Smak, Harapaskin, fine. Frek the Beisesif, what's the big deal? If you have Basar and water, the water is Kasher, the Basar. So it's a clear that's Kasher, you don't count any time. It might be Motor. That's the bomb Kasher, and therefore Beisesif, what time, the Torah doesn't hold of it. Shasta, it does hold of it, fine. But the question, did he hold of this Rashi or not? The different ways to answer the question. The Shach answered, the Taz answered, Kamal the Shach, and his words are very simple. Yesh lechal karbe. Over here, discussing a case with his words are a gola gemura, complete a gola. It's like, no, it's not a gola gemura. His example, he says, as an example, when it's, over there it's not boiling hot, here it's boiling hot, it's bubbling, resachas. Well, the other way he seems to be saying in the Chorim very clearly what he means that way. Also, over here, it's full to the top of the gola, you have to have a full with water. Mashenkin, it's like dalit. Or in the case in the Kuf Gimel, it's not full, not to catch something, you can't just catch your water in half the pot. You have to be the whole pot full of water over here. And therefore, to understand the Shach, says the Vosner, it's in the Bada Shulchan, the Megillah Sefer, it's very clear you need a klum of a gala of what? It's full of water and has to be bubbling.
That's the Rashba, sounds like
that. That's first what the Shach says. And because it has to be, those are his words, black and white.
Yeah.
2 points. One is, if you tell me you send a pot of Shach Shita, because he passed this way, you're like Gola Gemura. The oatmeal was not a Gola Gemura, it was not a full pot of oil. Maybe it's bubbling. I mean, the old vegetable. I mean, there was no give and take over here. I doubt it's full all the way. And even, or if it was, it should have been asked. Something's missing over here in the question and answer. So the Shach certainly did not hold to his kosher. You give me something on the Shach, and the Shach holds the Bayah. They do point out, the Shach says it's very nice, but you read the Beis Eish in the Rashba, feel it blowing. If the holy said that, I says, why? It's Tam Kolosh. It's terrible, come to weaken it, come to sugar that's not Panatha terrible over here. And therefore, Kamal the Yad Yud, the Chaznish says, it's a pillow, what he's saying. This is Pshatni, a Gol Gemura, a Gol Gemura works always. The Rajma's words are also that way. It's a Gol Gemura, the words of Am saying back over there to buy a row. So it's not a Gol Gemura. And Kamal the Shachan says, it's a Gol Gemura. The Beis Eish of the Rajma says, not a Gol Gemura. So it's a pillow how the Shach wants to answer. What's he saying? And therefore, the oldest form today, Rav Vosner and the Bada Shulchan, the Sefer, they all come on this as a Pilei Ploim. Therefore, you won't go to the Shach. It's not a Shach. He made up a sheet in the Rashi. That's not such thing.
He's
coming out of the Kula. But if you can't tell me you're Samech on the Shach without his Klal. I'm saying two things over here. Two separate points over here. Number one is, you want to tell me you're Samech on the Shach, you have to go with his Klal. His Klal might have to be a Gol Gemara. Number two, you have a problem with the Shach. What he says is not true. Chabog in the Shach, on the Rashba. Number two, how do you answer this question? How else do you answer this question? Kamal the Taz wants to answer. There's a chilek whether his words are Kishir Shabishla Babal, so it has to be a case of Shovel. The first time, the second time, it has to be Shovel. What does Shovel mean? As Mabuch among the Chorin, the way the Prim Gondon stands, Shovel means in time wise. That means, for example, if you make your roast 5 to 7 hours, you make it chillin' for 12 hours in your pot, and then you want to put your ruckus, your soup inside, it takes an hour, that's not shovel, you won't have the head to the Rashba. No, but if you want to use the idea of a bimakhla shit, it has to be shovel. I'm saying, the Taz wants to answer Pshan the Rashba. The Taz is avon of the Rashba, it has to be shovel. Now, the two ways to understand the idea of shovel, either means time-wise, you have to know what exactly happened over here. How long was the oatmeal? How long was the ruckus? It was a time wise. There's another way that the Yadhudu wants to understand. He says, Pshat is not like the Prim Gadim. Means the height wise, how tall it is. But again, you have to know, you have to provide Metzias. Is that so or not? But of course, Prim Gadim says the time wise, that's Tayyid Seifer. Who cares? There's no Shaykhus over here. That's not Gadim. We don't need the idea of time wise. So, two ways, again, the Taz has to answer the words of Shava. You have to know what the word Shava means. The third way, how to understand the Rashba, the third Avonah. It's what the Beis Eish of the Siman Tzadik Dalet says. The Rashba says about the Shishim. Especially the Beis Eish of sounds the way that it says about it, and the Rashba is the same thing. Well, Balit is discussing Shishim. The Chavdah says you need Shishim over here.
How much milk is in oatmeal?
No. Therefore, what? But still, but again, first, the kipta, before you get to what you, the case. That means we have a Rashba here. If you want to say about the Rashba, the three, what is the parameter to be something about the Rashba? The three things that Kohen discussed how to be something about the Rashba. According to the Shach, has to be a Gula Gemura. According to the Taz, has to be a case of Shavu. And according to the Chavadas, it comes to the Beis Seisa, has to be a case of Shishim. That means. It's okay, fine. And besides, and even if you have all these three, my style people are chaylik. That means to just say I'm a samech on the Rashba doesn't work. You have to know which Rashba you're referring to. The Shaft's Rashba doesn't work out in the Gal Gemara. Shava, you have to know the time wise. You have to know what's going on over here. And the Taz is not passing with the Rashba, it doesn't sound like. And you want to go with the idea of a Shishim, you have to know. Do you have Shishim of Yerukas against the Pia Maduma, the oatmeal? You have to know if that's true or not. I mean, a lot of things are missing in the Mazil Obat. He came on and went straight Rashba. That's a pelo to me. It's very hard to say.
No, but it's very geschmacked by the plants. You have all three.
Plants.
By the manufacturing chocolate or whatever. By
that's his syrup ball. Again, we're discussing.
No, it's syrup ball.
So there, basically, you don't have a Gula Gemura.
Why
is it Gula Gemura for?
What
do they got? It's full of water in the whole area?
These vats and these pipes.
212.
Again, is the pot full to the top or only halfway?
I would assume that they put everything to the top.
I assume, no, of course, all this ball. Of course not.
Well, overflow.
Plus, I think chocolate when it gets hard, right? Shava again, but who? Shachin's not.
Okay.
You won't go shava. The Taz doesn't pass. The question we go with: you have shishim? No, none of the shishim in the chavadam. The milk? The milk with chocolate? I doubt there is. The power of milk versus the milk in the fiyam aduma of
the
first.
The whole power of
how much milk? How much milk is inside chocolate?
Very little.
Less than shishim.
Shishim.
The whole power of run, can I get the amount of milk in the first
just the milk. How much milk is in the chocolate? In the chocolate bar? 10%, 20%, 30%, how much milk is there?
18%?
18%. So now you still need 20% more than that, so you won't have that then. Won't work out. And that's only side you want to make a power of. Again, if you want to go with the Rashba, which a lot of places you don't go with. Again, most places don't go with the Rashba. If you go with the Rashba, you have to have its clone. We don't have the klolim. And that's if you only want to make a pair of you. I'll call it Akhmed by Abyssin. It doesn't even work out at all. That means number one, why are you semichal rashba before? Why are Pashkas semichal rashba before? Pashkas should not do that. Oh, you.
They say there's no reason.
It's an absolute because you can't run water. That's called revach. That's number one. It's called hefsid. It's called revach, and number two, just run an OUD like OUD does.
Yes,
that's
not the middle run. The third run, they say, is Marv. That's what they do.
Why? I'd love to see him printed. I'd love to see why. Connected the Chalavim. They have to figure out. The guy like you will figure out. Is that true or not? Again, the Shach did. But he says, Gal Gemura. So now who do you want? The Chavadas did. He says Shishim. The two people who does Paskin, the Shach and Chavadas, and they limit it.
The Taz doesn't pass like that. We're using
an absolute Mishpah, right? Which they didn't bring down. Now the Taz brought the Yom Shishim, he's Machmer. That means there's a fellow here. Nothing like that. There are two people Paskin, and we're not using their clothes. And then Paskin argue. They tell me, I can't believe Paskin said that. But next again. Kamu Mataz, now Mamshik, the third region over here. He brings down the Ria Levan. Ria Levan. Oh, stop bothering my father, come on. The third sugya we have, third rishon, is Riyah Lavan. Riyah Lavan is brought down by the Beis Yosef, the Goy Shardura, the Kuvis HaKesef, discussing the sugya of Kovash Kumavoshal Neged to Klicharis. That means, Simu Kufay Sef Aleph, we have the sugya of Kovash Kumavoshal by Oichel 24 hours, it's Balea, afterwards, before anyone will be Balea. Neged to Kalim, you say the sugya of Kovash Kumavoshal, that we have another Taz and Shach over there. Well, it comes out really, it depends on what type of material we're discussing. Negeh to Kalim, let's make it into like four different categories, Negeh to Kalim. If it's a case of Kli 8, comes out, it's a retro, it's a Taz, everyone agrees it is Kovash Kumavoshal by 8. But the case of Evan, case of Matechas, the Sevetu wants time and there is no Blio. Mashaking the Taz Lepesh, one time and there is Blio. The get is Chuches by glass, very comfy old houses. Glass bowl, you can serve things that are cold on the table, sit there 20 hours, you have to worry about it or not. So there's a big Mavuch on the get to glass. The word that I could chuva is V'cheinogim kol bali hayua lahokol, the glass is not Balea. By force brings it down that way, he also passes it that way. Again, the people God says, to be machmer, only once you make a glass, move it like this. But my sense seems to be that the ulam is very lax on glass because not balea, because the whole idea of kosh and kelim is a big mavucho. By kelim, the minigmar, all the mice to be makel. By heat, that's a hogus and clay, so not minig everybody. Different hogus. Fine, that's where they're coming from, yes. They get the cheres, everyone agrees the mice is balea. By Kli Charis. However, the question, that's after 24 hours. The question really is going to be two different things over here. One is a Kli Chodosh, a Kli Charis Chodosh. We're calling only Kli Charis over here, not other Kelim. Kli Charis, that's Chodosh within 24 hours, is going to be Balea quicker. Since Charis is something that is Balea very quickly and has a lot, maybe Charis does not need 24 hours when it's a Kli Chodosh. The second question is, when it's Kli Yoshon, after, when you do Kovash Kavoshah 24 hours, is it going to be Vilei? Oh no, it's full already. It's full. Two separate questions that comes out when we have on. So first, if the clean Chodesh over here, in less than 24 hours, it's going to be Vilei. So first, what is less than 24 hours? What numbers are we discussing over here? So the Kuzi Kesef, when he brings down from the Yom Shlomo, he says half of 24 hours, 12 hours. Prim Godot, when he brings it down, he says 12 hours, but maybe even an hour. Other Chodesh, when they bring it down, the Prim Chodesh, or Prim Godot, and Kofei, he wants to even Miyad. The Tzad said that the Charis, the Mice of Leah Miyad. That's first the Shail over here in the Chav. That's what the Paschal get a Miyad. Now, what do we Paschal like? It sounds like the Taz that brings down the Tzviya Levan has a whole Shikol Torah. It sounds like he's Paschal like the Tzviya Levan, it's Leah Miyad. That's not bother him. It's Leah Miyad by basically Charis, and therefore there is a Pichodosh, and there is a Chavadas, the Mice will pass him this way. Atzad Hashem even Daka Moisho, the Kuzgaz points out, the Mice did not go this way. And therefore the Shach says, we do not pass this way. And the Chavis Yod did not pass this way. And the Nikli Cheres is a Balea Miyad, the Mavuch among the Choyin and among the Sforum, what do you do? Now, just to be practical, it's either Negev, when you have brand new Kli, Negev to real China. Most people don't have that. But there's Mavuch among the Sforum, what is your coffee mug? That is really Kli Cheres, that's glazed. All coffee mugs are glazed. So the Suga called Ma'ani de Kanya, or Suga Nevoid Zor, Daflam and Gimel, is glazed still the chlal of a kli cheres or not? And even the Bar Shulchan, he brings down lochem ice over here. Said Tzorachin, how do you look at your coffee mug with the kli chodosh? You have to worry that it's kovish less than 24 hours. It's still be below miyad.
Covered in glass and you hold glass as far as anyone.
The Gemara says it might be worse when it's very thin and it helps out with the kli cheres together.
You hold the cheres.
What
you
do
hold
I hold
glass as far as?
What a situation. I did not say it. First of all, no, I did not say it. I never would say that. I say our Felder says that way.
So I never said
that way. I
forget. You
check
passing my cutting
board's carrying. What cutting board have the
Kli Cheres? It's glass.
I told you maybe I didn't pass because of the trade. I said to use a different one. I never said it. But let's negate what's Kodosh.
This with the fact that it's glazed?
No, the Gemara discusses that maybe glazed by Kli Cheres has a category of being a Kli Cheres, and therefore will be Balea Miyad. And therefore, if you're coming up that you've not even used 24 hours, you're not used for something hot yet, then what's the question? Well, if something sits inside for an hour, is that not Fleishik? So is it not? Now, again, it's not a common these cases because all our Kelma are usually Kli Yoshan. But in Kli Chodesh, that's the question over here. That's one Shiloh. A second Shiloh is not for Keret. You have a Kli Cheres Yoshan. That mice sat once, twice, three times, mice is a blade, it's full over here. Now you want to, again, it sat inside something for 24 hours. You have the clear that's fleshix 24 hours. You sat something after, again, 24 hours. It could be a blade inside. This sponsor, no, it's full, it's surveilled right now. Come on, the nice kelim bring down the lavosh and the bach. Maisa say you want this full, it's full. Can you get any more inside of it? Can you get any more inside? Maisa come on with taz. He says no, that's not the side. He wants to say I think bring your right. You have to come on a mafkid, but daf mem. Over there, this custom is when you have a kankan, you want to put shemen inside, how much you have to return, which has a sugya of chashim mishpat. So what happens, you have a kli charis, it's belay inside the kankan, inside this pitcher over here. Mash anything, when it's very ready, then maisha, you have no problem. And therefore, you return just the shemen without anything that disappeared from inside the kankan. Question of maisha, why? If it's, you hold that it's belay inside, if so, the maisha disappears, that ties in this belay up, but this pilot also. It switches around. There seems the belay and pilot, therefore nothing comes missing from the shemen, and therefore you have to don't have to pay anything more than what the shemen is inside, and that's the belay over here. But the vadi says they switch the vada kli charis that is kli yoshon. When it does the case of kavush kamavushal 24 hours, a vada will absorb the belay inside over here. Will absorb and switch around. That's one way of answering the sugya of the mafkid. Again, that's a taz malach. The second way to answer how the peschetuva being done from the chavas yor, how the crazy went and how the chavadas went. A very important insight over here. We discuss the concept of tam. What is tam? Does tam have to have something with mamashes to it? Or tam can be something that's just not tangible, that does not, but this transfer tam in and of itself. So we learned the sugya tam geker, we brought down the Ran has three different definitions of tam geker. The Meister, come on the Chavetz Yor over here, it says, Echnami, the shemen will switch. But the tam of the shemen that's inside will go inside the kli. The tam takes up no space. Tam takes up no space and now will go inside the kli. Tam has no space. That's the Yisrael over here.
Yeah.
Tam has no space.
So what is it?
And therefore, Tam is a... It's not Kedusha. It's something that goes one to another, that can affect one to another, and give the taste of the Shemin inside the Kli. But it's Tam. So when it's called Tam Kiker, the Ran says there are three different ways of standing it. Either the use by Moshes or just Tam in and of itself. One option, just Tam in and of itself. Now, this Yisrael... So that means it can be a transfer of tam without mamashes disappearing. That's a chavas yor, crazy, and a chavadas. If so, this is very important. You started to point out. We already mentioned.
What's enough to mean by malicha?
It's kachuva, I didn't show. So I tell you, a different enough to mean it's more practical. Come on, that we discuss that when we have a piece of meat, it goes inside the pot, how much tam goes out? You was not sure, is it my dafme, or, but you don't know how much, or Mashab b'didei Mashirinan, or my dafme. What's it, we're not sure how much came out, so Mashab b'didei. Always, that's in Tzadachas, Sivdal over there. That's negated by pieces of meat, mamoshes. What about by liquids? By liquid, you have a milk on the counter, tengezesim, put a fish, a pot on top of it, it's hot, milk's hot over here. Yeah, tengezesim, you pick up the pot, and there's only non-gezesim over here. Do you say all kazeisim went inside? Or no, only one, because the other nine is still behind. Right, we had it. Very good. So come along, Mamosha and then Siv, what's the Machanish? The holy side of Misham Didei, and not Matnofikbe, is only by solids and not by liquids. Because by liquid, there's no way to separate the tam from the thing itself. Because if the milk disappears, fine, that's with the tam. If there's milk still left behind, the milk has the tam inside of it. And therefore, negate a liquid, Mashirin, and what? Mind nafik bay and not bididei. That means you have 10 gazesim over here, boiling hot, everything hot, one to another, you took out non gazesim milk, only one gazesim you have to Mashar against. Come on, we'll go to Chayim and point out who's against this. This Chavas Yar, this Gracie, this Chavadas. What are they saying over here? It's a case of liquid of Shemin. The Maisel, it's going into the Kli only what? The Tam without the liquid itself. We can separate the Tam from the liquid. Kamung, Divin Svarim, they bring down Mishmer Shalom, Primakar Mashalom, Bada Shulchan, they all point out, these are Chonmar against it. Now you could tell me.
What about the Taz?
Right, the Taz didn't say that way. You could tell me either you have an
maybe
option.
Maybe we'll see the Taz attack a trade straight.
You have two options. Either you can say, first of all, Lavosh and Bach argue on the whole Dari side, the old Meister, it's not Balea. Or you can tell me, even if it is Balea, you can say the Mahalach of the Taz. But Meister, the whole Bach of the Moshe should have mentioned. The Agdola Pesim against him. There's a Chavas Yor, there's a crazy, there's a Chavadas against him. They should address this issue that clearly did not hold the Yisrael over here, that by liquid, or also Mishar, the whole entire thing, not mad enough and great.
By his other Achoyin,
why can't
the Chalak also, when it comes
to
Kli
with
Kli, that liquid is not going to transfer
back to
Kli, but maybe the
Tamid
does transfer?
No, Kli won't go without any way to, that's what you mean. That's a Kabbalah we have to Mazal, and with Kli without any way to, does not go.
Even though they want him to Chalak, but everybody
has. Yeah. Now another point they just point out, they get to kavush. Kavush by heter, do you say? I mean, also we discussed this one time that you have your fleshik spoon inside your chayin, and your chayin are fleshiks. Sat there for a half hour during the first course of the meal, and by the get from the chayin it takes a half hour, it makes fleshiks. So there is a chavadas. Once talking by heter, we don't say this, the idea of kavush kumavoshal. One of the rise of the thing they discuss over here is heter. Here is say kavush kumavoshal. It's one that also been down. Therefore, the Baruch Shulchan we have been down that by heter we do say kavush kumavoshal. Gets chavadas. I mean, who eats chayin with molchik? That's another question. Fine.
Then we send it again to when you should eat fish the spoon. That happens
with
the spoon.
Helman told me that he was once eating by Chaim Shmulevitz, when he, I think he just got married. And Chaim Shmulevitz, he was learning during the whole meal. And he had a hard time hearing, would try to be involved. So first he was mumbling loud Gemara's while pattering the Suda. Tried to listen to what he was mumbling Gemara in the beginning of Ruba, all the drushes were too black, he was saying over and over. The one that everyone skips, he was saying the Chazara during the meal. That's Aleph. He said while he was doing that, he took the chayin upon his fish, he had his fish, then put his chayin upon a sponge cake and he ate it. He was just eating in echap. That was so echami kenzai, people chayin different things. But for him it was like he was learning and he put the chayin on top of the sponge cake, and sponge cake looks like, you know, chayin, like felt fish, same thing.
Who was that?
Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Helman told me the story. Rav Helman, Lachm is Edom. He's in Mishpacha. So when he got married, he went to Ukraine by on Shabbos. Fine. Next idea. Ramov here. The idea of Kisa Kelim. So, first. I mean, we just finished, just to be clear, we finished the Rashba, the Baal Itter, the Rilavan. Those are all the Torahs. Some of them we pass, some we don't. Kamal Neman has a new sugya of Kisa Kelim. That means first it starts off that Kisa Kelim is the same thing as a Kli itself. Therefore, what should be, if it's Eni Ben Yomer, the Lacha should be Maisa Motor. If it's Ben Yomer, the Maisa should be also. Kamal Neman wants a Mechal between Eni Ben Yomer and Ben Yomer, not the same by case of a pot cover versus the case of the pot. That means first, the case was Eni Ben Yomer wants to say it's the get of a Ben Yomer. Why is that so? The way the Dark Emotion brings down, because maybe Zay is more Chomer. Why should be more Chomer? It's the Mas Ben Yomer, because the Iker. The mevuchah shebetoich, the best part of the food is the zeya that gives off the best taste. It's even more strong than the tam kicker. Zeya is more than the tam kicker. It's not just the geschmack part of the food. Fine. One you said watching more machmer. The second side you said the bachman's taina. It sticks more and it can't clean up that area that well, which tas as a pella, which sticks more than where the food itself is. Fine. Those are two malachim. The main malach among the svarim is what the tas of shach being up yam shushloimel. It seemed that they had pack covers that were very narrow. And they had a halal there, they couldn't clean out that well, and therefore there were moshes left behind. And therefore the luck is that the whole idea of Einin B'nei Yomai, at least time of Kam, is only negated to Blias. Negated to moshes, we don't say such a thing, and therefore we have moshes over here. We have moshes, we have to worry about it, and therefore always has to get over here over B'nei Yomai. That's the main mahalach, and therefore that's how the Bergerilo was brought down with the grain that way. The Chavdas, Chachmasot, Baruch Shukhan, they went. Therefore, Allah Lamais, the first, the Pakov is not B'nei Yomai. So even Ramo says no reason to be machmer. Maisa said that's a minig. He himself is machmer. He himself says if the makom atzarech hefsin would make. I mean, even in this chum, which he's not sure what it is, he bets him is make a makom hefsin. Maisa, the swarm go is either had levush and the bichodesh says we don't hold of it and all this chumra, or how most swarm go we do hold the chumra, except only by these narrow pots over here that he cannot clean that well, and only in this case, as Yam Shloim, when the Taz and Chavadas, in that situation, we'll have this chum over of any Ben Yomim, Geda Ben Yomim. Now, do our pots have this bayah being very narrow? That means you turn over your pot, you see a little screw over there, has some grime over there, and therefore you have some moisture stuck over there. So when we have the same idea, you can't clean it well, and you see a little bit over there, and you have a bayah, it's not the same chum over here, all our pot covers have a Geda Ben Yomim. So let me, you turn
it
around.
It says that there's a hole, different.
So Pasha, there's no shaykhus. First of all, a little bit of mice we always have shishim. And second of all, this that food over there is not real achilo. No shaykhus. Anything not real achilo, not lekel, not lot of the mice is not nichol lechumro.
And there was very
don't know what they have metzias wise, but it could be, again, anything is left behind by us, you always have shishim. It's not, and like you're saying, this is metzias was, had a hole there. And say that our skews had a little bit of a mash over there that's stuck behind. It's very hard to say it's nichol lechumro over here. And therefore, the Swarm Ikur are not worried about this concept. Yeah, but how much is there? What's over there? And also, if I care for the indicator, usually it's always down. And then only when you pick it up, it comes stuck inside. Fine, so the pashas is that's not a get, it's halacha. Now, if it is a get halacha, the question is shishim or shishim versus shishim. The way the Taz says over is only a case of shishim. The Shachman says shishim versus shishim, which will keep Egan says, understand why. Moshach, if it's because the Zayah went up, that can get the right there. That means the halacha we had already is that when the tibas cholov falls on top of a kli over here, halacha is neged to tzadik beis. The Ramal says it's halacha is connected to reitim. Once the zayah went up, the mamash connected to reitim already. So therefore, making the place more tiny, if we machmer, the case is only shishim. Now there is a two kulas that is brought down over here. One, the Pesach Shuva being down from the Shos Yaakov, that this whole idea to be machmer of Eli ben Yomai is only in the case where it's less than 2 months. More than 2 months. Why 2 months? Ayin Simit Top and Daniel because Pesach we get 2 months from. We'll get to Halacha and Kufcha Beis Pesach Shuva we got 2 months from. Even in those who are machmer won't be machmer after 2 months. And the second thing the Pesach Shuva brings down is this whole chumah is dafkin to clear this miuchel kach. Let's say a lot of times you don't have a cover for the pot, you take a bowl and cover it, and the bowl won't have this chumah of any benyamin to benyamin. Because the whole problem is you have things. If you go, the idea is stuck over there. It could be the whole minig. The minig is in a pack cover. This is not a pack cover.
There's no minig finished.
This is not a pack cover. It's a bowl that you have to use something to cover it. But that's all out of this chumah. The second thing is a pack cover that's benyamin. What's the luck in that case? First, the pack of the thing, they're really first four mitzvahs you can have. People have two pots on the oven. They have milk and flasheks far apart. One cooking here, one cooking there. They pick up one off the flasheka pot and they put this pack cover on the milkika pot. The question is, what's the luck on? So you have a case where they're both cold. You can have a case where they're both hot. You can have a case where the pot's hot and the pack cover is cold. You have a carrot where the pot's cold and the pack cover is hot. Four different
and
cases.
There's food. And there's food in the middle.
Right, so right now, assuming there's food, enough will be clearly right, will not make a difference. Food is, that's right, mine's all clearly right, will make a difference. Fine, so let's start off. First, you have two things in the mice are cold. Inside the pot cover is cold, inside the pot is cold. What's the locha? So you always have to discuss three things: the pot, the cover, and the food. So negate the pot, it's cold, it's mutter. Negate the cover, the mice, it's mutter. Negate the food, what's the locha of the food? That means you have food inside the pot. You have condensation that's cold that's dropping down inside your food. You have flesh condensation dropping into your milk of your food. What's blocking the gate to your food?
Why is condensation?
So again, you know, you took it off, it's cold. Yeah. Condensation, if nothing there, a lot of water. So they say very simple, if it's lach, this is where I turn the post coming down, pasha the shishim. You have a bottom of the page, part of the shishim. If it's yavish, then you have to go to simit tzadik aleph of zayin and analyze how to apply that lopo. When things are cold, what the kolam are? Is it pili? Is it bekoyim? Is it cooked? Is it raw? Basically, you have a tipas cholo that falls on top of a piece of meat, the vakeret. It's tipas basar that falls on top of whatever's inside, the cholo over here. You have to on the kolam over here. The maisa, if the case over here is no pili, no bekoyim, that it gets involved and it's raw, then it'll be a docho. If it's cooked, then the locho will be niklipo. I have seen before, you need nothing. If the case over here is Pili and Bakari, then you get about three different sheets over there, what the loch over here is. When you get to the food, you have to know what the mitzvah is, when it's yavish, when it's loud, and pashi of shishim. That's when things are cold. When both are hot, come along and says,
but the kela and the kisa is also.
Yeah, just wipe it down. You have condensation, what do you do with condensation? Just wipe it down. Well, you show something. When they're both hot, you have the zeh over there, you have the condensation over there, and therefore the person pointed out mustam is that way. When you have both hot, there is lach lukas over there. Therefore, the lach is the both are osir, side the pot, side the food, side the kideyo, the kisoy, everything like that is osir. Now they do point out, very point you side. What happens? You put the pot again. You cover something. We assume this condensation is there. But let's say you took a dry pot cover, you put it on something, and miyad, what happens very commonly? The wife does it. Oh my gosh, pulls it away. It was a dry pack cover, you put it down, and miyad, you pulled it away. That means, and you look over and you see there's no condensation over there. Still dry. What's the luck in that case? What? So again, you turn around, there's nothing there. There's no. So without the chumud, even without the chumud, that's the most common case. I covered it for a second and pulled it off.
It's full, the pot's full.
Okay. But the mice turn around, there's nothing after, nothing happened over there.
Has to go into the thing and then drip back.
So mice, so if it's dry and nothing got there, you turn around again and see it was dry, nothing got there, nothing happened, didn't get there, nothing happened. What's the local? It's the Kamal in the Hilchos Pesach, it's brought down over there, the Ruv Miyad, even the Pesach Mishmur wants to be Michael, when the get is Mashum, says if you cover it and 1 second take it and you check, Mice is Mutter. The whole reason being Machmo here is because we assume the Zaya, and you left it for a while, and we assume the Zaya. And therefore, even if they point out, even if you check it afterwards, there's no Zaya there, some of the water Zaya and dried up due to the heat. But if you don't leave it, remove it Miyad and you check there's no Zaya, says the Mishmur, even on the Pesach, which is Maruch and Pesach. But it's only by the case of Shari Yisrim, Mice will be Michael. No problem over here. What? Even without, with him certainly, you can tell me. Even with that, Mishmur is not going to come with me. Tom is calling grass over there, El Shabbos and the Simak over there in Pesach, by Shai Surim, Avadim and Pesach on me, Michael. Now, that's a second case. A third case is when the bomb thing Maisa is hot, the pot, and the Kisuk there is Maisa is cold. Pash should be the same Sugur, we have to talk of over here. Therefore, we assume over here that the bomb one is starting to Mazi over here. Therefore, the Maisa, everything over here is also. Now, when we want to ask the thing that cover on top, the pot again is cold. The Zay is hitting it. How can you ask the pot cover? So the Shach must be that the Zay over here is Yad Sledes Boy. We already mentioned, when you learn Tzadik Aleph, to ask something with Zay, if it's Zay hits and it's only cold, then just wash it off. So if you want to ask the Shneimim, we would be also going to Ramah, what does it mean both are also? Because it's starting to Mazia, and the Zay that hits is Yad Sledes Boy. The Zay hits is not Yad Sledes Boy, the Maisa Pot cover the Maisa is going to be Motor. Also, if they say the Kisa you turn over is dry, also is Motor. If you leave it there, come on the place, we say, we assume there was Zaya there, it was hot, and then dried up, and then you have a Baya over there. That's the document which is now this red or. The fourth case, which is really the Mabuch over here, is when you have the pot cover that's hot, and the pot itself is cold. Right. With the lock in that case, they get the pot, and they get the Kisa, and they get the Eichel. Three different things over here. So the document is very clear that two Mabuch is among the Agoyish Shaidua versus the Issevet Orach. First, one question. We have droplets, we have a little zeo on the lid. Are these droplets that get a Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni? What level is it? Come with Issa V'et Aruch, he wants a Taino. Since over here, you have the pot cover took off from the pot that's on the fire. Again, the pot cover of the mice is boiling hot. The Koyach HaMi Moiseh Pesik stopped over here. And therefore, they get a Kli Sheni. Therefore, what's the locha to get to the pot? For the pot cover is Fleishik, the Melechik, Maisa, the fact over here that the pot is cold. The thing at top is hot, but Maisa in between is only klisheni. It cannot transfer one to another, clearly related. And the other part of Maisa can be motor. That's how Ramah brings it down. More as a time, locha Maisa, no problem. The koich achamimo is of this liquid over here, as a get of klisheni, Maisa is motor. Asada sheni, come on the goy shayatura, and the dakamoisha, and the basin to bring it down earlier. You want to time it? No, circle safe. This pack cover is the klisheni, and the drops upon it is attached to it as a get of klisheni. The Kli Rishon, so ask the pot underneath it. The question is, what are these droplets over here? Are they getting the Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni?
They're not dripping. I'll get the first sound.
They're not dripping. Sure they're touching. So if that should be Kli Rishon, you're saying? Okay. That's the Shach has three kashas against the Sevetar, Aruch. He has 3 points. He said, number one, first of all, it's on the Kli Rishon itself. It's not even Nifsak.
Why is it passing the Sevetar?
He passed no goes, not for this thing.
Been
for one aspect, not for this, not for Gidera, not for the idea of credit.
No. Which
aspect? Next, we can get to. Fine, that means, the Shach says, no, the Ikki is a Goshar Duo, because number one, he says, first of all, even if it's Nifsak, with Lach Liwe, you would have Vash Kodek Lipo, Chumro, number one. Number two, he says, it's not Nifsak, it's on the Klevishin itself. Number three, by Klecheres, the Maisik can be more Machmer. Only by klimatech klicheres. In this case, klicheres the ma'isa. Maybe it's play quicker. So first, by and even if it is a klisheni, klicheres can be machmer. That means first, the idea they say klicheres machmer and klisheni. That means a kuf hey, we want instead of shach sheet to be machmer and klisheni. We said an oichel and a klicheres, but not in klimateches. That means we discussed then you have a coffee that you have in a klisheni your mug. You put your metal spoon inside, which is a klisheni. So what's a loch to get the metal spoon? There's no chum of klisheni called the shach. The shach is the machmer klisheni only by klicheres, not klimateches. That's the shach. The shach over here. Right, not hefsed. Probably not that's hefsed, or even not golo. But the ma'aseh comes out that the only time he's being machmer is either by the oichel or by the klicheres, not klimateches. There's three kashes. First of all, the klisheni who gives a machmer, and it's iroi, and it's best with attached to klirishin. Three things he says over here. Three different kashes he has. Therefore, loch the ma'aseh, but ik this form do not go like the shamo. They go with the shach, the beisayis, the goyshay tuo. They pass in lochel ma'isi. You have to be machmer. It's not the kederu shemoy that this droplet is on the kli as you get the kli rishon. Where the chacham zot means down mokma hefsid he can't be meichel. But the shulchan means down mokma hefsid and a gullah 3 times and then ibn yema you can't be meichel. Otherwise, from the chatchila lochel pachas a choshes for the shach over here. Now we'll get back to major naf kamina how he's
twice.
That's the bal ita shito. We'll have to get the sukkah gullah. He holds a kach kli cheres 3 times. That's kach kli cheres. The gate to the food, the second sugya of the goshay do with the isavet aruch. That the kamalunga say it depends. Do you know how the goshay, the isavet says mistam of the shishim, and the goshay do says no. You have to know that it did not fall inside. That's the second machlokes of the daki moshe over here. On that kamalung, halacha ma'is comes out depends if we're discussing case of yavish or case of slach. If the case over here is yavish, then the ma'is kamalung ramon said we choshin in a case of klipo. If you can do a case of a klipo. And if you can do a case of a klipa, the ma'aseh is mekel. They point out that's the ramal that she tosses in simitzak al sadal that says mekel. You don't know what the klipa is. Those who are machma over there, like the chokhmas adam, are machma over here, and machma over there is mekel only machma hefsin. Over here is only mekel machma hefsin. The same sheet of tzadik al sadal. What the can do a case of klipa? They get the case when it's lack case of shishim over there. Come on, the place to say what's some of the shishim. Don't go off that inside over here. The ma'aseh be motor to get for eichel. They get the kisay over here. What's halacha? So the kisei, when it's lach, has some liquid to it. So again, that's machlokes isavet aruch and the goyshay duo. Over here is where the shach and the maaseh away saying is correct, and therefore between machma in the case of the kisei. The shach himself goes on further and says, depends if it's wet or yavish. If it's yavish, avader, how come to answer it? It's clearly cleavely right of the maaseh in the case that's mutter. Maaseh comes out, any time the pot's dry, the cover is dry, kisei dry, the maaseh is mutter. Any kimti you make. If you put the tag cover on top, you move it right away, whether it's hot, cold, anything, that's the point of sight. That's a very common case people ask. They cover it and right away remove it. They see it dry in the mice's mortar. Now if you check, you see. Again, if Dimyad, they say if you leave it there, and then maybe, then we say it wasn't dried up. If it's full of it, that's what happened. You turn around and see that's what happened. Fine. If you didn't see it happen, you moved it, yeah, not a problem. Now, we'll come down from the shach, very important, you say, the machlokes over here, if this droplet lost its koich of the chamimois to be klirish to klisheni, machlokes is about or if the goy sharidru. The shach has been machlokes with three reasons, either klicheris, chum of that, or it's touching the klirishim, or it's irish nifsik they were machlokes for. They point out what's very common in a lot of houses, a droplet from one pot, sprayed from one pot, and went to another pot. Sprayed, went to another, or a droplet, went to another. Come on, the place they point out, let's think about this. According to Ramal, Lolz is Koy Chamimus, the Mice is Motor. Alam, I have to worry about the Shach. Let's think about the Shach. According to the Shach, if it's a Klicheris, it's not, you can be Mekel. Is it because it's touching the Klirishin? No, it's Mekel. The only svar, only one reason the shach to be machmer, why it's iroi shnitzik luach is said to be machmer, and we may said already iroi shnitzik luach is a chumro ba'alma. That means the mal is being mekel. The shach two or three reasons being mekel, and one said to be machmer is only chumro ba'alma. Therefore, give it come along the poskim the chok mazadim and the aragrom. They come along and say when it's nifsak, the mice to be mekel.
You had dropped a cold pot.
Yeah, it happens. People have things that spray out of their pots, hot pot. Hit a cold pot. Do you have to worry about that? Is a cold pot because you have fleishiks, mamish, chulent, the spray to the other thing? If it's tipas, the maisa come on the place to say it's mutter. Except, so that Berkowitz, one case is shemen. Shemen bimetzias in a fire. If you ever put your hand on top of it, when it comes out, it stings you, it can hurt, it can be very hot over here. The maisa oil retains the heat. It goes even higher than a level of 212, 100 Celsius, can bubble even higher and higher, even more. It's a thicker substance. And they get to oil, he says, the mice to be machmer. Otherwise, any splatter, says the slurm, that come from one pot to another pot, will have this halacha of the istavetr, because it doesn't have the chumras of the shach anymore, only left the ulai of chumra ba'amo. Therefore, from this in the ma'am where we say droplets, we do not care about. Very important, but droplets come out from a pot one to another, the mice are not going to worry about it.
Where it has oil inside the food.
So you have to know if you don't put your hand there. We'll tell your wife to put her hand there and see what happens. Fine. Maisa, I can't tell the gimel. What we're doing now, we're looking at the sugya of Napa Nat. Napa Nat to two simonim, tzadik dal and tzadik hei. We're going to skip first to tzadik hei, because that's really where the lochas are. And Tzadik Dal is more the kasha and the navon behind the Indian. It's more, I found much easier to do Tzadik Hei first before Tzadik Dal. And then we'll get back to it.